One of the questions on the federal financial aid form asks students if they've ever been convicted of possession or selling of illegal drugs. Since 2000, a yes answer under the Higher Education Act rules meant that students would be denied loans and grants.
I answered yes because in 2003, I was convicted of possessing marijuana with intent to sell.
That meant Jacob Kemper had to drop out of one of the health programs at the Chippewa Valley Technical College. Government statistics show more than 175,000 students around the country have been caught by this law and also lost financial aid. And that's unfair, according to Chris Mulligan, campaign director with the Coalition for Higher Education Act Reform. His group is trying to get Congress to repeal the law this fall.
This law only supposedly deters low and middle income students. If you're rich enough or your family has enough money to send you to college, the federal government has less concern if you decide to break the law. And there are just simply better ways that the federal government could be encouraging young people to not use drugs besides kicking them out of school.
But supporters of the law have always argued that the American people should not have to subsidize students like Jacob Kemper who break the law. After some tough times, he's back in school without financial aid.
I got good grades, and I didn't think that the marijuana use was a big issue in my life until I got caught, and then I realized that all these negative things were happening because of that. You know, now I'm drug-free and life's a lot better.
Meanwhile, Chris Mulligan's group is making the case that helping a student get a degree is better for the overall economy. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.